Good morning. This is a pre-recorded message for Sunday, March 22nd. Thank you for letting me be or letting me come into your home during this time. Early Saturday morning, my message was changed so that we can stay in flow and in order of what's going on with this virus, what's going on with the body of Christ, what is God saying to us. I was reminded of how we started off with 2020. We started off with 2020 that God is doing a new thing. He's starting a new chapter, how to be proactive, how to stand on the promises of God, how to take the steps of faith. And I believe that nothing's changed. It's never our approach or our view. And so this morning, I want to title a perspective, a way of looking at things in the spirit realm and also in the physical elements with this virus. So let's pray. Almighty God, thank you for letting me come into the houses of your people through audio or through video today. I thank you that your spirit will lead us and guide us and strengthen us. Thank you for reminding us that you are good all the time, and with you all things are possible, that Jesus, you have provided all of our provision, and that we are your ambassador. We represent you, and I thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. The perspective is really taking a look at how we can be ambassadors for Christ during this time. It is alarming and kind of a warning how this little tiny virus that we are dealing with has brought the entire world and the economic to its knees. This nation, this country is gripped with fear of possible of things getting out of control. But the main advice during this time is washing our hands. We can't forget that, and distancing ourselves as much as possible. And as we look at the perspective or the big picture of this time and season, is there are three things that stood out to me as I changed my message Saturday morning for Sunday morning, and as you are hearing it at this time, is a call to purity. I'll spend more time with that, but this is a season where we can come together and begin to allow God to speak to us, to minister to us during this time. The second thing is kind of what we call a global shakening. There is a shakening going on. Maybe to set up an amazing revival, people turning to God, and maybe God needed to get our attention and the world's attention to maybe understand that God has a message for us during this time. But also the third thing that kind of came up was that this is a kind of a foreshadowing that is to come. How do we react and respond to this when they're asking us to close everything, not to gather together? So can I just begin by helping us take a look at a call for purity? Facts. Not fears. Clean our hands. Open our hearts, and our children will be thankful. That's what I read the other day from a doctor about this season of this virus. One of the things that we need to look at is go to the Bible. And when we go back to the Bible, we find that there is a traditional physical cleansing of the Jewish people. And we know that during Back in history, they dealt with this other plague called the Black Death Plague. And what they did is they maintained a biblical practice of washing their hands before every meal. And again, that should be a common approach, a universal approach, that before we eat, after we've spent time in public, is to continue to wash our hands. And thank God that that message is still being clear. But the other thing that I'd like for you to take a look at is the tradition of purity goes back all the way from the beginning to God's people, the Jewish people, where Israel received the law from Moses. And you can read that as you take notes. And I believe it's Exodus 29:4, God commanded. Now, this is important about what God commands, because what God commands is crucial and important for us to remember. And this is why Psalms 37 talks about that. It creates that, and it says to us the importance of God's commandments. So in Exodus 29:4, God commanded the priest to put their entire body into water as they are dedicated to the priesthood. And when they enter into the tabernacle to serve God, they're commanded again. Again, the key word is commanded. And so we are in the season of connecting with the commandments of God, believe it or not. And that's what Psalms 37 is about during this season. So in Exodus 30, you can read that. They washed their hands and their feet and as they walked into the tent meeting. So the people of God understood that was not just a ritual for physical purity, but also it was a reflection of deeper truth. We know that the Bible says the truth sets us free. So we're in that season that commandments should set us free when we apply the commandments, when we obey the commandments of God. And so this deeper reflection of this truth of the physical realm, washing our hands, but also we are called to purify our hearts. So as we look at this in the perspective of the physical and the spiritual, I see that the prophet Joel commands, there's that word again, commands, to blow the trumpet in Zion. They call the people of God together to repent and search for him, because who knows the will to turn and reflect and relent and leave a blessing behind, according to Joel chapter 2. So this virus is kind of a heavenly shofar blast, calling us to seek God and to search our hearts, or giving him the permission to search our hearts. So the call of purity could be this season. And I think we need to be sensitive and have an awakening to understand that God is trying to say something to the body of Christ, possibly to get us ready for a revival where the empty seats of our churches will begin to fill with people that found Jesus during this season. But there is an advice that Apostle James, you can read that in James 4:8, draw near to God and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners. Now remember, don't get mad at me, I didn't call you a sinner, but we're sinners saved by grace. But also he says, purify your heart. And then he says, don't be double-minded, even though we might be double-minded and fear is causing more havoc than faith. It's an opportunity if they're asking us, because there's a possibility that they may say to us, 14 days in your homes. And if you're anything like me, that's going to be very difficult. But it's an opportunity to reflect, to purify, to hear God, to be in the presence of the Lord, spend time with one another, with our children, take care of things that we haven't taken care of in a while. But that's a possibility as we go forward. So yes, take care of the physical life, but at the same time, take care of the spiritual life. So number one, there's a call for purity during this time. There's a cleansing, and that cleansing is important for the body of Christ to prepare, to get ready for us to take steps of faith in Jesus' name. The second thing, as I studied Saturday morning for this morning, I changed the message. I shouldn't say I changed the message. I'm feeling that the Spirit of God led me to keep us sensitive to the Spirit of God and our faith, but at the same time, follow the laws of the land, because Christians should do that. And I understand the other dynamics of, you know, God protects us, but I'm asking you to pray Psalms 91 over your head and Psalms 37 in your heart, because there's substance there and there's power behind it. So the second thing that stood out is the time of global shaking. There's a little book in the Old Testament called the Minor Prophet, called, one of the book is called Haggai. In chapter 2, and you can follow me in verse 6 and 7, but you can read it later as you're taking notes or listening to the message today. This prophet declared, "For thus saith the Lord of hosts." A friendly reminder, remember the word that kept popping up, God's commandment, or God is commanding. We're in that season where God is commanding that we should obey Almighty God and let Him do inventory in our hearts and in our lives. Because we can get distracted very quickly with depression, anxiety, sickness, the unknown. All those things are real, but also a message of awareness, being clear that this prophet, Haggai, said, "Thus saith the Lord of hosts, once more in a little while, I'm going to shake the heavens and the earth and the sea and the dry land. And I will shake it all and the nations, and will come with the wealth of all nations, and I will fill the house of glory, saith the Lord of hosts." This prophecy is also quoted in the New Testament in Hebrews chapter 7, verse 27 and 29. So this heavenly and this earthly principles and the system that we are in will be shaken. There's going to be, and there is a shaking going on. I have announced that I will be doing Revelations chapter 1 connected with Matthew 24 and 25 and Luke 21 about the end times, what the end times is going to look like. And hopefully I'll be able to have an audio or a video for you on Wednesday nights so that you and I can still connect, because that's my concern during this season, is making sure I stay connected with you. And if you need us for anything, we want to be available. It's not so much about, you know, are the church needs going to be met? It's more about how can the church meet your needs. But we also are grateful and thankful that you're a great steward towards God, and you do take care of the house of God, and we're grateful for that. But Luke 21, 26, Jesus warns, and he says these words, "Men's heart will fail from the fear of the expectation of those which that are coming to the earth." And the word shaken is mentioned again, Luke 21, verse 26. And so I just want to reflect for a moment, because this is a revival time, if I may use that word, for the body of Christ, because you've heard me say over and over, and you've heard other people say that the key to the change of America or mankind is the Lord Jesus Christ. And so it's just a friendly reminder about being called the purity, the physical part, the spiritual part. And there's a global shaking going on. But the third part is something that I want to kind of elaborate just a little bit more before my time with you is over this morning. And again, a friendly reminder, I will do this every Sunday. And hopefully the first Wednesday of April, I can do this on Wednesday so that we can connect. This is just a foreshadow. As you and I are reading the Word of God, and as we are listening to the news, I mean, it's very depressing of the possibilities, but the experts know what they're talking about, but also God knows what He's talking about. That's why as you read Psalms 91 and Psalms 37, you begin to see the big picture. Now, that's all I want to give is a perspective of the big picture. So as we're reading the Word of God, and that really is my prayer, are you reading the Word of God? Man, what an opportunity. I was just talking to Grandma D about, you know, trying to accomplish something every day, and so that way we can feel good about ourselves and spending that quality time with the Lord and praying and being together. And that's going to be hard for many of you, but I know you can do it. So I can't help but think that this is a small foreshadow of what is to come. Revelation 9, verse 18 to 21 speaks about a certain plague that will devastate the earth and the humanity. But the part that caught my attention is that even though this plague will come during that time, men will not repent. So everyone that is listening to me by video or audio, educate your children's children during this time, how big God is and how we need to take care of each other. It is a wake-up call to the church to understand the times and the season we're living in and act accordingly. Let me say that one more time. It is a wake-up call to the church to understand, to get knowledge, to get wisdom, and the time and the season that we're living in. You've heard me say behind this pulpit in this church, these are exciting times. But we also know that these are times that we have to use wisdom, be wise. So the national health system, we have to use this as an opportunity to do a couple of things. One, let's use this opportunity to draw near to God. Let's review our action. How are we responding? Wash your hands as necessary. I don't think we can overemphasize that, but sometimes we forget. I know I do, and I can't be secluded, and I got to be in public, but a reminder, even though I worked in the health system for 32 years, we had to practice universal precaution and wash your hands at all times because I think it's important. So number one, take this opportunity to draw near to God. Review your actions. Do inventory. How are you responding? I know I'm struggling with it, but as I spend time with God, the Spirit of God reminds me of His power and His authority and His provision and His help and His comfort and His peace. An old saying, let go and let God, turn it over. Surrender. This is a time to submit. This is a time to resist all the lies of the enemy. This is the time to replace those things that are causing havoc in our lives. But thank you, Jesus, that because we spend time in the Word, we're going to be settled by the Spirit of God. So number one, during all of this crisis that's going on, use it as an opportunity to draw near to God. Two, in this time of shaking, let us remember that God does not change. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Our lives are in His hands. He's telling us to fear not because He's with us. And we can say amen to that. The third thing during this season of commandments and seasons of actions and taking a look at the big picture is let us recognize that we are living in times we should expect more shaking to come. Is this getting us ready? I'm not sure when the rapture happens. It can be in the beginning or the middle or the end of the tribulation. I always tell people I'm a pan-trib. It's all going to pan out. But Luke 21, 28 says something to us that we have to take heed to. Jesus says, now when these things begin to happen, look up and lift up your hands because your redemption draws near. So everything that's going on is an extra step of getting us prepared for something amazing to take place. The fourth thing is that Jesus encouraged his disciples to view prayer as an essential to make it through these challenging times. Are you hearing God say, can you use this opportunity to spend some time with me? I want you to be in my presence. I want to do inventory in your heart, in your mind. I want to put you in order if you allow me to. So let's make a commitment today to spend more time in prayer and to seek God like never before. The fifth, the last one. The Apostle Peter reminds us that God's prophetic word is meant to serve as a light in times of darkness. So 2 Timothy 1:19 tells us that. Make sure you have a daily diet in His living word. You're letting the word guide you, the rhema, the revelation, the insight. And last, it is a great opportunity to stand with God's purposes for you and I, the body of Christ, and even Israel, and even the unsaved. So I want to encourage you that you will stay in the Word. It's a time of purity. It's a time of shaking. It is a time to just do great inventory in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So before I leave you, just a few announcements. Again, thank you for your stewardship during this time. Thank God New Beginnings has online giving. Thank you for sending it in the mail. I will be in the office in the mornings if you need me or you need New Beginnings for anything. It's really not being there for this body. It's this pastor being there for you during this time. And I just want to let you know that we really are here for you. It's a time to shine and a time to just be ready. So hopefully, until they say different, we'll be meeting like this on Sunday and then on Wednesday. Can I say a prayer? Father God, thank you for an opportunity to stay in touch with your people during this time. It makes me feel good as a pastor, as a shepherd, that I can continue to minister to your people right there in their homes. And then right there where they are at, I pray comfort and peace. I pray vision and purpose in their lives. And I pray provision. Let us be part of the solution, not the problem. Thank you, God, as they are strengthened during this time, that we are here as a network to continue to support and help not only the body of Christ at New Beginnings, but the community of Pueblo, Colorado. I pray this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God bless you. I'll see you next Sunday. Amen.